In this week's show, we have Scott and Chris Otto coming in to talk about Matt Berry. But first, a quick word from our sponsor? Maybe? Question mark? Kickstart your road to fitness with the Hard Work Works fitness app. For all ability levels, a full gym, no problem. Well, what's included? 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. There's even a nutrition guide to help you stay on track. All of this is only $10 a month. Special offer for deprogramming listeners, use promo code STUPID and get your first month free. The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today. Deprogram, the podcast where we try to get you into an artist. Today's artist is Matt Berry, and I think you guys are in for a treat, because the Bard, as some may call him, I'm starting to call him, is a wonderful musician. And I think the way this came together, Scott, I am almost positive that on Jackbacks night, you just kind of half put out, hey, can we do Matt Berry?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that was shortly after getting into Matt Berry, like Toast to London specifically. I mean, you know, what we do in the shadows before that, but like really getting into Matt Berry with Toast to London, started watching that, and then realizing he had all this. Well, we had all the music in the show, and then come to find out he has a bunch of albums, and that's what kind of led down that path. So.
And I don't think it lasted very long before Chris goes, yeah, let's. Mm-hmm. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, right. Probably instantaneously.
Yeah.
Because I was watching Toast and loving it. And then when I found out he plays music, I have to be in on that.
So it didn't take long to put this together. So walk me through it, Scott. What was it about Matt Berry that made you go, okay, we need to do an episode on him?
Well, like I said, you know, we really got, you know, just like getting into him with Toast to London and the music through that. Just, I mean, just like, you know, how hilarious he is and how, you know, talented he is, really. You know, just discovering him through that is what led me down that path. And, you know, I think he's pretty brilliant. I mean, you know, like the fact that he played all his instruments, at least with the first album he did, he played all the instruments. Mm-hmm. So that's what kind of just, you know, got me into him.
So what made you go, yeah, I need in on this, Chris, other than obviously you said, yo, this guy has albums.
Yeah. Well, I was exposed to Matt Berry on, in an alley in London when he reopened his coat to me. No, I'm kidding. I was like, exposed. That's a weird word. When I was watching What We Do in the Shadows and just loved him. You guys turned me on to Toast. Loved all that. And then the other day, Scott, when you posted that, what is it, the ADBC or whatever, the musical, I forgot that I watched that like 5 years ago. And I'm shocked that I didn't know he already had music. Because usually when I see something like that and I go, oh, this is really good, it was written by this guy, and I go down a rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I did not go down a Matt Berry rabbit hole when I watched that. So I was kind of surprised, like, oh, I should know that this guy has all these albums, and I don't.
I'm pretty sure Matt Berry will probably have a song about a rabbit hole, probably.
Yes. So yeah, I was just like, yeah, I need in on this.
So again, we can thank Jenny for me being the pushover here, because for my birthday last year, she got me a Netflix subscription and she said, you're going to fucking watch Toast of London. Like, this is the only reason I'm getting this for you. Watch fucking Toast of London. And so I did. And I was like, holy shit, where has this been, you know, my life? And just like you guys, I was like, you get the sense that from Stephen Toast that Matt Berry is a musician. And I was like, yo, like, so the second you said we should do this, I'm like, yeah, let's see what's up with this guy. I was immediately curious to what the albums were going to sound like. And was he going to be a gimmick? Is Toast better than Matt Berry? No. No, very happy to say. So this was very funny timing for us because we set this up months ago. Like, I feel like almost immediately once the three of us decided, I put the group together and I was like, let's figure out what's up. He only had four albums. We're like, okay, we can probably do this quick. We had already all started kind of listening. Life gets busy. It kind of started getting pushed off. And then Chris jumps in and goes, hey, by the way, has anybody listened to the new record? Should we include it? Which pissed me off because I hadn't. And right. I think that would have been May at this point.
It was, I'm looking at the chat. It was started March 8th.
See? Yeah. Like pretty early on.
What is this? April, we were like, oh, we finally got going on this. Like, oh yeah, me too.
Yeah. And so he released a new record and we were like, okay, well, it only ups it to five records and it's still a manageable amount of music. So we're like, let's include it, which obviously set it back another good couple weeks. And like I said, life kind of happens. And so it's like, well, let's do this now. Let's everybody finish. Yep. So with all that in mind, like the idea of adding a whole nother record, what was it like grouping your 20 together for this, Scott?
Well, I'm glad we added that record because I think it's a really, really great album. It was a little, I struggle with it a little bit. While like all of his music is, each album is kind of unique. There are a lot of songs that kind of even sound the same, even though like there's totally different, musical styles and, in each album and, I kind of think of them each as a, concept album. I did enjoy my spending my time with Matt and, really getting to know his songs, listen to lyrics. And, so I struggle with it a little bit cause I feel like, after my first pass, I went back through a second pass and I like, okay, this one kind of sounds like this one, which one do I like better? Mm-hmm. So you kind of like, that's how I went through and figured out my list.
So what was your experience like? Because I know, Chris, that you were still kind of doing it 2 days ago.
I finished it last night.
So did Scott.
Me too.
You guys.
I may even not have listened to half of one of the albums. I'm not even positive. But because I bounced around so much because I did a lot of it on my phone, which shuffles, which I hate.
Yeah.
When I'm on my iPad, it just plays what I want it to play. So I got bounced around a lot, lost track of what I was listening to, because again, a lot of it sounds so familiar. It's like, have I heard this song before? And I add it to my list. It says, yes, you've already added it to your list. Like son of a bitch. So, and plus I've not being familiar with this music, everything was new to me, which is nice. Because the other ones that I've done, it's stuff that I'm familiar with already. So it was really nice to just go in fresh with a fresh mind. It wasn't bad paring stuff down near the end. So yeah, not painful like the other ones have been.
Right, and I'll echo that. I don't think this was terribly difficult, and I think what it's going to come down to in the gameplay is each of us are going to kind of choose X, Y, or Z, where I don't think because I chose X, Scott hated X.
Right.
Right. So like, I think the worst possibility is that we're all in separate parts of the discography and there's going to be some crossover here. But again, like my first, I really enjoyed my time with Matt Berry.
Absolutely. It
was a blast hanging out with him. Yeah. Like I found myself like, so a lot of times I DoorDash and a lot of times like a place like I'm going to put them on the spot. IHOP. They're not listening. Yo, IHOP, you want to pay me some money? What up? But you roll up on an IHOP and almost always it's a 20 minute wait before you get mm-hmm. you can even pick up the food. So like I found myself sitting outside, just a lot of times I'll skip through songs, like get enough to understand what, especially on my first pass, to understand what the thing, and then I realized I've already listened to like three whole albums mm-hmm. and I haven't really decided which songs are which yet. But there's stuff that sounds the same, but there is always this, and I found this going through the second time, like there is this, you talked about it before we went on air, like the fact that each album is different, even though it all is a very comprehensive mm-hmm. Matt Berry album. And I mentioned this before, it pissed me off adding the new record because it was great. Mm-hmm. Like it, mm-hmm. I suddenly had to go through, and I think initially I added 8 songs from the new record. And I was like, well, fuck, man. Like I was done. Yeah. Like now I got to figure out which ones of these can stay. And, it didn't hurt my head. But there's a lot of stuff that kind of got left off just because you only get 20 songs. And
yeah.
mm-hmm.
I do think that this is going to be that kind of episode where it's like, I always hate repeating this, and I repeat it every couple of weeks. It feels like I don't feel like there's wrong answers here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you can make a case for any 10 of his songs if you put them in the right way. So
right.
With that being said, though, based on this conversation we just had, Scott, what do you think, and this is for the Raise Energy final say, and yeah, I'm Brandon stuff, what of it, but what do you think we're going to get through unanimously?
I'm going to say 5.
Okay, 5, that makes sense. What are you thinking, Chris?
We have, I don't know. I'm going to go with 4.
4.
We have similar tastes, most of us. So, mm-hmm. so I, at first I was thinking it would be really low, but then I'm like, you know what? We might sync up on a lot of this stuff. All right. But I don't know. I don't think it's going to be 5.
I'm going to play the game and I'm going to go up 1. I'm going to go 6.
Mm.
I'm going to go 6. Right. It feels high, but 5 was my initial thought too. Mm. So it's not a huge discography. But
right.
there's still room for us to be in separate corners. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me give a pause right here. And that being said, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. And the three of us have combed through Matt Berry's discography in an attempt. We're going to grab 20 songs and an attempt to... What am I saying here? I'm saying all sorts of words. And the best part is, I'm not going to edit it. Because why would I? The name of the game is Deprogrammed. Some people are listening going, we'll just edit it out. Nah, man, I won't. Yeah, thumbs down. That's right. The name of the game is Deprogrammed. Attempt number 3. The three of us have combed through Matt Berry's discography and grabbed 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you in case you have never given Matt Berry a chance. And look, I don't want to start here, but I feel like I have to. Like, this may be the number one with a bullet, too. I can, I'll hear a case for anything else. It's the mm-hmm. the Toast of London theme, Take My Hand.
I know what you're going to say. Yep, I was going to go with that one first.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Absolutely.
Kind of has to be, right?
Well, yeah, and I think it's a great song because, like, on the theme, you just get the instrumental part.
Right.
And then like, mm-hmm. you know, find out, oh, it has lyrics and it's got great lyrics. So I think that's a pretty good intro to him.
Yeah. yeah. And I think in the outro of Toast, you get the take my hand.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's right.
But which is enough of a taste to make you want to go, I want to hear that whole, mm-hmm. I didn't even realize it was a whole song, obviously, but
yep.
you play like it's song 2, I think, on the record. And I was like, oh, this is delightful. And it's him. Like, there's no doubt. Right there.
Yep.
Come on. And then... Oh, beautiful.
It's a great song. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
God bless. What a way to start.
Yeah.
All right. So we got 1. Boom. All right, Scott.
I'm going to stick with Witch Hazel. So, you know, like, I thought, you know, one thing interesting about the album, you know, according to him, it was an entire album about the terrors of the countryside. So, like, you know, again, it kind of sticks with that concept, you know, and some other things on the other albums. But I'm going to go with Accident at a Harvest Festival.
Oh.
Because I have a lot from Witch Hazel, but that's not one.
Because I love that little line, and his brains hit and bounced off my shed, so it's safe to assume that he's dead. Like,
I wish I would have given one last listen through. I think the mistake I made here, because everything's roughly similar, I gave it almost everything just one pass. Sometimes you go back and you listen, oh, you know, this one. I don't know. But of course, that would have made it harder because listen to this. Yeah.
That would have been more difficult.
Yeah, it's got. I love the lyrics.
And it feels like, you know, we mentioned him being a bard, like a modern day bard. This is a modern day bard's tale. I love it. But I unfortunately didn't have it. All right, Chris.
Yeah, the lyrics are very important to most of my choices, because as I said, I wasn't familiar with this stuff. Usually I'm like doing stuff while I'm setting up my list, but him, I just kind of really had to sit and just listen and pay attention to lyrics and stuff. So I'm gonna go with Take a Bow. I'll go with that.
Yeah, I got it.
Yep.
Hey,
nice.
It's actually,
I loved this song.
Yeah, it's actually, I think it's I think it's my favorite song from that album, and it's one of my favorite Matt Berry songs. So,
yep.
And I love, actually, you know, it's kind of a tie, Phantom Birds and the new one, the Blue Elephant. Kind of tied for like what I like the best, but I really dig the whole like kind of country vibe, that's folksy vibe that's in this album.
Yeah.
And he said when he did it, he was taking inspiration from Bob Dylan's sessions in Nashville.
Oh,
so that's kind of kind of inspired the whole album.
I wish I would have done some research.
Oh, you do way too much research.
I know, right?
You make me look like a poser.
Well,
I don't want to do Deprogram Scott anymore.
I fake it till I make it. So
I kid.
All right. All right. So we got two jinkies. I'm gonna go somewhere here in the middle of my list. I think all this is all just kind of in order. How about Devil Inside Me?
I think I have that one. Yes.
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, shit. All right. I was way off. Like I said, we have very similar tastes, so I should have gone higher.
No, this is... you know, I saw something that said, like, this is like a... This would, like, be a good song to, like, turn into, like, I don't know, like a short or something like that, you know, based off of what, you know, what the lyrics are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that he can do this musically and still tell these masterful stories with the lyrics. So, like, he can hook, like, with me, I'm a music guy. Mm-hmm. I didn't give myself enough time with the lyrics. You know, Devil Inside Me itself, that sentence is what roped me in. But, like, if you're a music guy, Matt Berry has that. Like, it is what attracted me to this. But if you take the time and get to know him and start digging into the lyrics, you're going to find something too, Jack. All right. Devil Inside Me is in. All right, Scott?
All right. Let's see here. I'm going to go with another weird one, but it's from Phantom Birds, Covered in Clowns.
Yes.
Oh, no. I almost did. That was a late cut.
Yeah.
I got that on my first pass.
Yeah, another great line. Just like your father, covered in clowns.
I love it. All right, well, it sticks around, though. It's in the conversation. All right, Chris?
Mr. Green Jeans.
Yep.
No.
And I put a note. I was like, I bet Chris is going to pick this because it's a Frank Zappa cover.
I will let you know that obviously is not why I didn't. A lot of people assume I don't pick covers. Half the time I don't know their covers, so that had nothing to do with it. It just didn't make it. Unfortunately, that's the thing. All right, so me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm gonna go a couple more down. How about Obsessed and So Obscure?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Oh, I picked this just because it's basically you, Justin.
Yeah, that's I was close. It made my it was on my first pass for sure.
I don't know. It's all of us really.
True.
I am definitely Obsessed and I'm definitely So Obscure.
Yeah.
So it's right there in the title. All right, we got two. So it's still around. It's not dead. All right, Scott.
Let's go with Summer Sun from Blue Elephant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Feel like
that's he has a lot of sun. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, I mean, like, it just kind of fits the mood, like, you know, like, just summer. It's just a great summer song. Like, yep, you know, mm-hmm. put that on your beach list and go down to the beach.
Which
he has at least two or three songs involving the sun and the summer sun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What's funny is, I don't know if you guys thought this, but like once I started kind of considering him the bard, and once I, you know, British man, beach was not going to be anywhere on my, but it's great.
Yeah,
like what else do you say?
Yeah.
Here, let's give it a second. This is why that album pissed me off. All right. That gives us what, four already? So Chris,
I think so, yeah.
Chris has got final say as it stands. All right.
I don't think that's going to stick.
Mm-mm.
All right, so Summer Sun was Scott.
Yep.
So it's Chris's turn.
All right, let's see. Let's go back to Witch Hazel. Look in my book. Did we say that one already?
We did not, but I do have it.
Okay.
So I did have it, and I woke up this morning with it stuck in my head, and it wouldn't leave my head. So it was a last minute cut, like literally while we were sitting here, I was like, "Oh crap! I got 23 songs. I got to cut some." Uh-huh. But so yeah, but
wow,
it's literally been stuck in my head all day. So.
So we weren't wrong. And right. It's still in the conversation. It's right. Not like it got mm-hmm. put in the pile. All right. This has worked out for me so far, so I'm just going to skip a couple down. How about You Danced All Night?
No.
Let me see here. No.
All right. It was bound to happen again at some point. Wait, where is that? There it is. So, into the pile you go. That's what it was. That's why I picked it. Like, there's like this dissonant feeling to the guitars.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Because as great as he is, like, to be able to pull this, it's not easy to pull that off.
Right.
Like, that could go way off rail very fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Scott?
Gonna go to the Small Hours with Night Terrors. That's very, very jazzy and very long. It's almost 10 minutes.
That may have been why I didn't have it.
Probably.
Yeah, same. There's a couple of them I cut just because of length.
There was a remix too, which was actually, I really liked it, on the Night Terrors album. Which was really kind of different, but kind of had the same vibe. But it's like, it's like super jazzy and like lots of like
I'm pretty sure I had this on my first pass. But again, like, when you're coming back through that second time, it's like, well, what do you cut?
Right.
Right.
Well, this song's long. That's a reason to cut it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I was like, but you know what? I'm going to keep it in because I like it. So.
Oh, yeah. And people should know that he can do jazz.
Right.
Like.
Right.
All right. Chris?
Let's go with The Peach and the Melon.
Yeah, I got it.
Nice.
No, but I, again, it's another lyric I like. He's a man who will shave his wife's head clean. So
I'm glad you're catching all these because obviously I did not.
I mean, it's got,
but that's
yeah.
great. All right. Well, damn. I guess I'll go back to Witch Hazel. How about A Song for Rosie?
Yes.
No, but. Yeah, no. One, two, buckle my shoe.
I almost cut it, and then the more I listened to it, I listened to this song like at least 5 or 6 times, and the more I listened to it, the more I liked it, so I kept it.
Which also can be a problem when the discography is this small. You kind of get attached.
Like, I think the beginning of the song, I'm like, and then it gets to that one, two, buckle my shoe, three, and I like, oh no, yes, I do like the song, so
okay, so it grabs two, it's still around. All right, Scott.
Let's see here. Sorry, let's see. Oh, Witch Hazel, Rain Came Down.
Yes.
No, see, this
is gonna be my next one.
So this is kind of interesting too. This is so on Spotify. The song says it's Matt Berry and Paul McCartney, but it's not actually Paul McCartney. It's Peter Sarah Finowitz imitating Paul McCartney.
I was gonna ask if anybody knew if that was actually Paul McCartney.
Yeah, and like Jenny got tricked. You know Jenny's
I was literally wearing a Paul McCartney T-shirt.
Special cameo guest star by Jenny Zell.
Yes.
I'm so mad.
She's angry about it.
And I heard it, and I'm like, that's not really Paul McCartney, but he bills it as Paul McCartney in the credits, so it's got to be, right?
Right.
I didn't bother to do the research, because I figured somebody else would.
He's the guy who does does Sassy Justice, too.
Yeah. I remember him from, what was the name of that show Will Arnett did with... not raising. Doesn't matter. Wild, something wild, something wild. Running wild. I don't know. Whatever. Somebody will remember, and other people will go like, "You suck." Sorry.
Somebody out there is listening to this, going, "It's this, you asshole." Yeah. It's just not any of us.
Sorry. All right, Chris.
Beam Me Up.
No.
I don't have that.
I for sure thought this might have been a unanimous one.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry to have disappointed you, sir.
It's okay. Disappointment is familiar in when I'm doing this game.
Getting it right is hard.
Yes.
Not to reiterate, and you know, especially as often as I say it, there really aren't, because. There aren't wrong answers. You listen to these ones that are misses, and it's like, nah, man, I could totally see that being on the list.
And this is one of those ones that he's got a lot of them that sounds like kind of 60s English go-go acid rock music. Where it's like, if you listen to a certain number of all these songs enough, you think you're on a trip or something.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. All right. I'll just keep jumping around. I mean, it's done okay so far. How about The Signs?
Yes.
No.
Okay, got two. All right, Scott?
Keeping on the poppy kind of thing, Solo off of Witch Hazel.
Yes.
No.
I was definitely... eyeball on that one for my next one. So All right, so it gets two. We're still at four, right? We are still in very good shape.
I'm still at four, yep.
And we're definitely out of ATP, so.
All right, let's see. Let's do this. Into the Sky from Witch Hazel.
No.
No. I put, like, in my notes, I put, feel like Justin will have this.
Oh.
I'm trying to remember why, but.
It's hard to remember why things got cut.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost cut this one because it's the same tune, basically, as Take My Hand.
You know, maybe that was why?
At the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then I kept it.
Yeah.
The keys there are very reminiscent of it.
Yeah.
I think the reason why I put feel like Justin was, I don't know, I feel like he sang this song a little differently.
Yeah. Well, immediately, yeah. He's like being a little bit more forceful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why I didn't have it, is like he has such a very natural voice to hear him forcing. Again, I can't pinpoint it.
Right.
So you're definitely not wrong, Chris. All right. So we're back to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about Wounded Heart?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Oh. I was just about to say, we might end up playing out the way this is going, but
right,
we start getting some misses then. Yeah, this all this does is wound me, so this was a good one. It's only getting that because I don't want to feel worse. All right, Scott.
Angie.
No.
Oh no. Shit.
Yeah,
that was a late cut.
I think that's was that an instrumental? Because I wanted to get some instrumentals in there, and I was like trying to figure out what the best instrumental was. And I really dig the organ on here.
Yeah.
I think Matt Berry first learned to play on a Hammond organ, so.
Fucking hell.
Yes, this is.
Yeah.
I ended up not doing any instrumentals. Spoilers, if there's any more on anyone's list, sorry. But I did have this one because I was like, oh, I should put one of them on there, and this one is definitely my favorite. Mm-hmm. But then I cut it. Because those drums.
Yeah.
Love those drums.
Just nice and tight, but loose at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like he's definitely playing laid back, but like the drumming is, it's precise, it's tight, it's on point. All right, Chris.
I'm jumping all over, and then I lose track of what I've said because I'm old. Now Disappear.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Hey.
There we are at five.
I put that. It sounds like this should be in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like the opening for a movie or something like that. Like a. And the horns are great.
Ooh.
And again, those fucking drums. I'm a drum guy. I love those drums.
Yeah, that should so be a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It should be like a James Bond thing.
I was thinking, like, it does have, like, a Bond feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was an episode of Toast where he was supposed to be in a Bond movie.
I can envision a video for this being like those Bond opens. Mm-hmm. Like I can so.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. So where are we at?
Get MGM on the phone.
Where are we at? Five?
We're at five.
Yeah, so Scott is winning currently. So that was Chris.
Yeah.
So we're back to me.
Yes.
Well, let me go back up to the top here. How about Woman?
No.
Okay. I feel like this is the point where the misses start coming in. Although at this point, Jesus, one, two, I only have five left. So yeah, I think we're going to end up playing out.
I did like this song. Like that, the guitar solo, it was kind of why I mean, I liked it, but it's kind of why I cut it, because it kind of felt like it came out on like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. J'accuse. All right. Scott?
All right. Probably, I'll just throw this one out there. I know nobody else had it because it's another long song. Solstice. Kill the Wolf.
No.
So, like, I thought it, like, pretty much captured a solstice. Also, it's long like a solstice. It's a 9.5-minute song.
I'm sorry, I cut out for a second. I did not hear what you said.
Oh, I said solstice.
Okay. No. Yeah.
You know what? What sucks is it absolutely made my first cut. 1,000%, because I fucking love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, because there's a this one has like a bunch of movements, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
And I was wrestling. Yeah, I was wrestling in my head. Do we present this because it has all these movements? Like it's several different songs, really. Yep. And oh, now I hate that I cut it, especially now that we're listening to it. But I think it was just slow to get going. And I think that's ultimately, I was like, well, I need to lose 3 more songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're 30 seconds in. Okay, you're out. Oh, why am I doing this to myself? Okay, all right, Chris.
Let's see, Fallen Angel.
Nope,
but it was on my first cuts for sure.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, it's starting to get harder to remember which ones were on my first pass.
That's where I'm at, too. Yeah.
If I didn't have notes, I would forget, so.
I should take notes.
Yeah, I really probably should be doing that. Like, if I want people to listen to my show, I should probably know what the fuck I'm talking about. I've gotten this far without doing it. 5 years in.
I was going to say, a few hundred episodes in.
I'd be like, oh, now's the time.
Why start now? Yes.
All right. So we're back to me. How about Hey Little Girl?
No, that was a late cut.
Yeah.
I like that one though. I
feel like this is definitely where we're at with this.
Mm-hmm.
Night Terrors for me was weird. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like,
well, it was like a follow up to, we were just talking about this before we went on there. It was a follow up to Small Hours, and it like had a lot of remixes from that. So there's kind of like a bunch of remixes and then a couple other songs thrown in.
I think that made it easy for me to dismiss stuff. Again, sometimes you're just looking for those easy cuts, and so it's like, okay, well, these are all remixes. I'll pass over them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This one stuck out to me though. Obviously,
but I really like the vibe of the whole thing too.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah,
and maybe that was part of it too. Maybe like that one felt like an album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like not that the other ones obviously don't, but like that one felt like he's doing this here.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, Scott.
Something in My Eye.
No.
Yes.
Nice.
Makes the combo. This combo is going to be rough.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. 1, 2, 3.
Buckle My Shoe.
Yeah, I got 3 left. All right, Chris?
Gather Up.
No.
No.
How many do I have?
And I put Chris' song next to it, too, so.
Nailed it.
You were right.
Nailed it. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, talk about bard songs.
I think that's why I put it. Well, I think it's more like an Uncle Mayer song, actually.
Indeed. Yes.
Fucking hell.
I fucking loved this song.
Definitely very theatric, very, mm-hmm. you know, yep. yeah. Ugh. Now I'm upset.
It's Sparks-ish.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
What's funny is, yeah, like it does have that same, bizarrely enough, now that, because I hadn't heard Sparks mm-hmm. when
right?
when I started
right?
listening to this.
Yeah.
But now
yeah.
you hear them everywhere, I bet, right?
I hear them in a lot of places. I'm like, oh. all right, so we're back to me, right? 1, 2, 3. I only have 3 left. I'm just going to dump all 3 out here instead of playing out. I got Medicine.
Yes.
No.
Okay. It's got 2. 1 by 1.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey!
Way!
Wow. What does that put us at 6?
Unanimous on the dump out.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that means I win too.
Yes. Well, maybe. Nice. Well, you know, yeah, you win.
Yeah.
If we go over, you're still good. Yep. Price is right, bitch.
Yeah. That's what Adam Sandler said. And last but not least, Life Unknown.
No.
Okay. No.
Okay. That's all right. That's all right. All right. You want to just dump out, Scott?
Yeah, I got Lord Above from Small Hours.
Nope.
Not the remix. Hail to the King.
Nope.
And last one, Like Stone.
No.
All right, and then just for shits and gigs, what do you got left, Chris?
All right, honestly, I don't remember. My brain is so tired right now. Knock Knock.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Oh.
1 by 1. We said 1 by 1. You said 1 by 1. This is less unanimous. Gone for Good. Did we do Blues Inside Me?
No.
No, but that's a good song.
Okay. Aboard. I know we didn't do that one.
Oh.
And I think the last one was Now Disappear. Did we say that one?
Yes, we did. That was unanimous.
All right. So then Aboard is my last one.
All right.
So, wow.
Yeah. So 6 on the unanimous here. We got Devil Inside Me, Now Disappear, 1 by 1, Summer Sun, Take a Bow, Take My Hand. And we've got 11 that we need to trim man. Down to 3.
That's insane.
So I guess, yeah. So we've got A Song for Rosie, Covered in Clowns, Look in My Book, Medicine, Mr. Green Jeans, Obsessed and So Obscure, Rain Came Down, So Low, Something in My Eye, The Peach and the Melon, and The Signs. And I'll let you take this either way you want to take it, Scott, because this has gone so agreeable, and I feel like this isn't going to be as gut-wrenching other than having to choose songs. I don't think anybody's going to get their feelings hurt. I don't think.
No.
If there's one that you would either A, go to bat to say this one needs in, or B, hey, it's done well, but it's time for it to go.
Look in my book. Yeah.
Is that a...
That's a needs to be in.
Needs to be in?
Because like that, I had it like... It would have been unanimous if I didn't cut it the last minute.
Okay, so it's in. That gives us 7. All right, same question for you, Chris. Is there one that you're looking at either A, at this point, this has to be in, or B, it can go?
I mean, there isn't anything I feel like, oh, that sucks, it can go. These are all great songs, regardless of who chose them. Sorry, Jenny.
I'm changing. On this show.
I'm evolving. I'd go to bat for Obsessed and So Obscure.
Ooh, okay. How do you feel about that, Scott? Grab it.
I'd have to listen to hear. Can you play a little bit of it?
Sure. Let's see. Scroll up.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
That's what I hear. This never helps. Because I feel like... Oh.
Wait for it.
Obsessed and so obscure. I felt my head decay. Kind of has everything you want.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that can go on for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And so that brings us to 8. And then I'll leave this next one completely up to y'all. We've got 9, A Song for Rosie, Covered in Clowns, Medicine, Mr. Green Jeans, Rain Came Down, Solo, Something in My Eye, The Peach and the Melon, The Signs. You guys do it with whatever way you want, whether you guys want to decide on something or whether you want to cut something.
I like the Covered in Clowns. And what was the one from Witch Hazel that you mentioned first, Scott? The brains up against my shed.
Oh, that one didn't make it, right?
Oh shit, really?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna bring it back because I felt bad that I didn't pick it because that's a great line.
Yeah.
I do like Covered in Clowns.
I like Covered in Clowns. I like something in my eye is really really good.
So you know what? Unless somebody really wants to go to bat for something else, I've got the final say. Why don't we just take them both? Unless somebody really wants to go to bat for something else.
What were the other ones?
I would say Rain Came Down would be the only one that I would say to kind of throw into that mix, but mostly just because it's got that fake Paul McCartney on it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I do love that fake Paul McCartney.
So do you want to hear the list one last time, Chris?
Please.
Before stamping something? All right, so we got A Song for Rosie, Covered in Clowns, Medicine, Mr. Green Jeans, Rain Came Down, Solo, Something in My Eye, The Peach and the Melon, and The Signs.
I do love The Peach and the Melon, Green Jeans, but shit. I'm going to go with that Rain Gums, the Paul McCartney. Came Down.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that.
All right, so that leaves...
I think people should hear fake Paul McCartney and go through the same thing I did. Is that really him? Doesn't sound like him, but it says it's him. It must be.
So I am going to, I got to go Covered in Clowns. I got to as number 10. I think that's the one. All right. So here's our 10. We've got Devil Inside Me, Look in My Book, Now Disappear, Obsessed and So Obscure, One by One, Rain Came Down, Summer Sun, Take a Bow, Take My Hand, and Covered in Clowns. Now, based on those 10, Scott, what's our number one with a bullet?
Take a Bow.
Ooh. Yeah. What are you thinking, Chris?
I was gonna say, because we all kind of got into him because of Toast, Take My Hand, but I love Take a Bow. That's probably my favorite song.
Yep.
You know what? Like, I'm exactly where you were, Chris. Like, my first thought was Take My Hand, but I think, not that anybody would know it, because I don't know anybody listening to this is going to go, oh, yeah, I know that. I know all these Matt Berry songs. But, like, you know, I don't think we're going to have anybody coming for our throats, but I do think...
Unless we get Matt Berry to hear it.
Yeah. You best believe he's getting some tweets this week.
I'm going to try. I'm still tweeting at Sparks, man.
You never know, right?
Right.
But I like the choice because I feel like the obvious choice is Take My Hand based on what we know. But like,
right.
I mean, I don't think it'd be a bad choice either because like, you know, like if somebody's into discovering it and they know that from the show, it can kind of hook them in. But I think Take a Bow kind of like wraps kind of everything into one song, really.
Yeah. And I like taking the chance. And Take a Bow is just a great tune. So, we're not wrong there. All right. So, let's get a little taste of that on the way out the door. A little take a bow. Come on, Jack. It gets everything you want and a country flair.
Yep.
The
man who knows the field,
take a bow. Yeah. And the funny thing is, like, based on the topic, just the Take a Bow, it could be Toast too.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Like, I could see this being in an episode of Toast. But there we go.
And it's just like a thank you to everybody doing, you know, people who are in thankless jobs and people who just feel on the periphery of everything. You know what? You know... Farmer, you're to play on the fields, take a bow. Thank you, that kind of thing. I really like that song a lot.
Yeah.
I think we nailed it there. So let's give it a moment in the sun. All right.
Here's that sun again.
Yep. Take a Bow is our number one with a bullet. Good luck with all the other songs whenever we do our end of the year review. Covered in Clowns, Devil Inside Me, Look in My Book, Now Disappear, Obsessed and So Obscure, One by One, Rain Came Down, Summer Sun, and Take My Hand rounds out our 10. Beautiful, beautiful, gentlemen. We have done it. We have created a top 10 kit, and that's a damn good top 10 kit, I feel like, mm-hmm. if you've never heard Matt Berry for whatever reason.
I think that's a good list to bring somebody in, yeah.
And here's hoping somebody takes the bait, as it were. So if you want to take the bait on, you may have noticed there's ads on Deprogrammed now. If you would like to skip those ads, patreon.com/ohhijustin is the best way to do it. It costs you a buck, and you get literally everything I'm doing ad-free. It's really that simple. Otherwise, you're going to get the 30 to 45 second ad at the beginning of the episode. And you're going to get the Hard Work Works Fitness app one regardless, because he's my friend, damn it. How dare you? How dare you try to get me to cut those? I'm personally, I'm going way too hard on this. but your membership to the Patreon also gets you access to the Legion of Stupid Discord, which is pretty much exactly as it sounds. It's very stupid. There's lots of stupid things, including all of us. Well, it's been a while since I've made the Tuesday Jackbox night, but every Tuesday we get together and play Jackbox. We also do lots of Bell and Dove stuff in there. There's also conversations about wrestling, about uniforms like Gear Freaks. There's conversations about music, like all sorts of stuff happening in the Legion of Stupid Discord. You get your access by going to patreon.com/ohhijustin. Shoot, you don't have a buck to pay. You just want to join the Discord. Simple enough. Ask me for a link. Come play is really what we want. Like, if that's the environment we're trying to create there, just come play with us. It'll be fun times, I promise. Also, we're a podcast, subscribe, rate, comment, all that great stuff. But the absolute best way to help is by telling somebody. Share a link and go, hey, I like Deprogrammed. You should too. I would very much appreciate that. And last but not least, if you want to get in, I'm at the Hulkster on the Twitter. Tag me and tell me who you wanna come talk about. We'll talk about your band. We did Matt Berry. Like, I don't know what more proof you need. We will talk about literally any band. I did Alabama. We did Kiss. Come on, like, I'm pretty open here. So we'll talk about your band. Just tweet me and we'll figure it out. We'll figure out a time and whatnot. That being said, though, Matt Berry. Love and loving people. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.